Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is the Conway Show. We're going to have an update on the Orange County cyclist that got killed yesterday. That was a big, huge, bad story. So we're following that. Then we're also, it's Groundhog Day, a little lighter. We'll tell you what Punxsutawney Phil has in store for everybody. And then violent dog napping in Bell Gardens, captured on video. Everything's on video, including that crash yesterday in Orange County at Crown Valley and PCH. It's on our Twitter page. Belly will put that up on our Twitter page. Go to Conway Show at Twitter. And man, oh man, that is a very violent, violent crash.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going
Oh, you
now.
Haven't seen it, huh?
I'm looking right now.
Oh man, the guy gets hit with the car. Then the guy gets out of the car to go back and finish him off.
Oof. And guy, like you say, all these videos now are coming out. I saw the dog one today where the woman wrestled the older lady with the dog down on the ground. It's like, oof. And
Everything.
Then the girl going around her?
Yep. Everything's on video.
Just
man.
The girl's on her phone, and she literally goes around the two fighting over a dog, and she doesn't even look at him. Just keeps going.
It's unbelievable. Alex Stone joins us. A possible mass shooting in Hollywood has been averted. Alex, what do you say? What do you know?
Hello there, Tim.
Hey, now.
We've been learning a lot about this today. And in fact, the suspect, 24-year-old Braxton Johnson, he was in court only a few minutes ago. And now we know the charges, solicitation of murder, criminal threats, possession of assault weapons. He entered a plea of not guilty maybe 20 minutes ago. Bail set at $1 million. But by all accounts, this was a situation of see something, say something, and then proactive work by LAPD patrol officers who they had a hunch that something wasn't right. So they got a call from the building in Hollywood along Sunset Boulevard next to the Netflix building that there was the pricey apartment building, high-rise apartment building, that there was a occupant there, somebody who lives in the building, who was making threats about harming other people.
Wow.
He was put out as threatening comments, maybe mental health comments about being able to kill somebody. And officers went. They had enough to get him on making criminal threats, but they thought that there might be more and thought, this just doesn't add up. And in fact, we talked to the captain at Hollywood Division, Raymond Veluat, today, and I'll put it and let him say it in his words. He says it was just something those officers, patrol officers, that they thought that they had to do more.
There was a mention of a possibility of firearms, and it just didn't add up to them. And their sixth sense was telling there's more to this. And as a result of that, they brought in the detectives. They immediately called for a supervisor. And it just kind of grew from there.
Yeah, he told me today that they called in detectives saying, look, maybe this is nothing, but we need to know if there is something more to it. They got probable cause based on statements that were made and other info that they had. They got a warrant signed off by a judge. It took a little while to get all that. They went up and they made entry knowing that he wasn't home in that apartment. And the neighbors, they recorded it, sounded like this.
Braxton!
They went in. There was a sniper rifle on a bipod, other rifles, handguns, shotgun, ton of ammo, about 1,000 rounds of ammo, all next to the window, not actually pointing through the window, but not going through the glass, but pointing as if it was going to go through. The window looking down on the dog park that's down below. He had body armor, extended magazines. They believe this was a Vegas-style attack.
Wow.
that this guy was plotting. 18 stories up. Former U.S. Army. We got from the Army today, July 2016 to February of 2020. No deployments. Held the rank of specialist until the end of his time in the Army. But the allegation here is that he was going to carry something out and had all this stuff. And the credit inside the LAPD going back to those patrol officers saying we need to know more, and they found it.
Wow, that is unbelievable. So he wasn't home when they made entry into the apartment?
No, he wasn't there when they made entry. They knew where he was at that point, and then they went in knowing that he wasn't going to be a threat. They still had to knock on the door and call out to him, but he wasn't there. When they went in, the guns and everything else were in plain view.
Wow. Here,
the captain saying
that. When they first went into the apartment in plain view, they observed three rifles and a shotgun laid out on the floor as if prepared for something. Yes.
Now, we in court a few minutes ago, his attorney was saying, look, you don't know that this was what was going to go on, that this is a stretch to jump to Vegas, that it could have been anything. You know, maybe he will have an excuse for or a reason for why all of that stuff was laid out there and some of the threats that were made. LAPD sees it very differently, they think, and the captain said.
Absolutely. You start looking at the totality of the circumstances, which would include the type of weapons, the number of weapons, the amount of ammunition, the location being 18 floors up, comments that he had made to several of the witnesses that they relayed to us, and just the whole totality of it. Made us very nervous, and it brought back thoughts of the Las Vegas shooting and going even farther back to Texas University in the 60s.
Yeah, Texas.
Wow.
So at this point, the defense attorney says, can the father of this guy go and have permission to get items out of the apartment? LAPD says, nope, still a crime scene. LAPD says they're getting additional evidence. They need electronics. They should be done later on today. The judge will allow the dad to go and do that once the crime scene is cleared. But this guy's due back. By the way, just moved to L.A., came from somewhere else. There's a criminal case involving him somewhere else. We don't know where yet.
Wow.
But preliminary hearing set for February 16th, and we'll learn more then. But,
unbelievable.
You know, family saying, nope, this isn't what it was. LAPD saying, it sure looked like it.
Yeah, it does sound like it. But you know what, Alex, I'll bet there's, you know, 20 guys in 20 different apartments that have that same setup in L.A. I think L.A. is filled with guys like that.
Yeah,
I don't think this is the exception.
Wrong. Yeah.
You know?
Maybe they are or they aren't going to do something.
Yeah.
But, you know, is it fantasy looking? This guy had, according to police, really expensive scopes. This was not cheap stuff.
Wow.
Where did the money come from at 24 years old?
Yeah, and they said all that ammunition could have reached the freeway as well. I mean, he could have just been picking people off on the freeway.
Somewhere around there that some of this ammo and the scopes could have gone. These were Winchester, is it 300 that he had? Really expensive guns. He has a specialist for a couple of years in the Army. Likely the money wasn't coming from there, and the apartment that he was living in, that's expensive.
Wow,
right,
unbelievable. But it's right next, so he could have shot at the Netflix building as well.
Yeah, I mean, potentially that would have been a potential target as well. Looked like more going down to the dog park, but that was in range.
Yeah, maybe a guy who's really, really pissed at Netflix, you know, for some reason. God only knows why. Maybe he had a job there, or he's, you know, didn't get a job there or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Buddy, I really appreciate you coming on. Great story, and we'll check back with you for an update.
You got it.
All right, thanks, man.
Time.
Alex Stone, everybody, with ABC. Guy's the best, man. Knocks it out. And that was it. I saw that last night. It was the lead story. Even with that incident that happened yesterday in Orange County on Crown Valley and PCH, that story that we just covered was the lead story on all the newscasts last night. That's how big that story is. That could have been a disaster. That could have been 30, 40, 100 people killed. And who knows what this guy had in mind. But better safe than sorry, man. Unbelievable. All right, we'll come back and tell you. We'll give you an update when we come back on the cyclist that died yesterday in Orange County. We have some more information. And if you want to see the video, it's pretty graphic. But if you want to see the video, go to our Twitter page. It's at Conway Show on Twitter. And you can see the guy getting hit by a white car. And he flies into the air, his bike flies in the air, and they can see him coming. The driver comes back to finish him off. And this guy that got killed was a professional, right? This is not a pot-smoking, surfing guy who's in his 20s, you know, out here from Cleveland. This is a local professional. We'll tell you about him when we come back. It's Conway Show. We're on KFI AM 640. We have $1,000 to give away to some lucky person as well.
Hey, now.
So we'll do that when we come back as well.
Money, money, money.
Yeah, and I'll give you a hint. I already know the secret word. Yeah, I was told about an hour ago. Yeah, an hour ago. All right, so I'll tell you when we come back. You have to listen to, gotta sit through the commercial break. Sorry. Dr. Manger, my doctor over at Saddleback Eye Center, wants to give the all-new Laser Light LASIK exam. The Laser Light LASIK exam uses a laser to measure your eyes over 1,000 times to perfectly map your vision. The Laser Light LASIK exam helps my doctor, Dr. Manger, give you crystal clear vision. I can give away a laser light LASIK exam to the first 14 callers only. So stand by to get that laser light LASIK exam that takes over 1,000 measurements of your eyes, and you're going to get that test for free. So getting your eyes tested by a laser, very important for nearsighted, farsighted, contacts, glasses, the whole bleeding lot of you. So you got to call them right away. Get one of these 14 passes to slide in there and get this test for free. Only the first 14 KFI callers get it for free. So call right now and get that exam. 866-559-4444. That's 866-559-4444. 866-559-4444. I'm looking at it right now on the news. There's a Chinese spy balloon was spotted over the western United States. That's a pretty big story, if that's true. They have a spy balloon above the western United States.
And it's apparently gone over multiple sensitive sites, they're saying.
Wow. All right. Well, let's shoot that sucker down.
And yeah, they're saying it's still there?
It's still there. It's still flying around. I'm watching it right now. All right, PCH, we'll get to Orange County, but first there's a big accident on PCH in Malibu at Latigo Beach. Well, it's for people that don't know Malibu, it's about a mile and a half south of Joffrey's. So it's between, between downtown Malibu and Joffrey's, much closer to Joffrey's Beach. Well, for people here, I'll tell you what it is. It's between Cher's house and Charlie Sheen's house. That's where the accident is out there. And I think everybody knows where Cher's house is, right, in Malibu?
Sure.
You know, at the end of the, I guess I shouldn't say it on the air. But I'm looking at it right now. It's beautiful. It's got a tennis court. It's got a pool. I heard she was trying to sell it, but it's a spectacular house. Just a beautiful, beautiful home.
$10 million.
Cher's made some cash. All right, let's get into the story here. The latest in Orange County and the Dana Point bicyclist that got killed yesterday. You heard us talking about it live here on KFI. Here's the absolute latest. This guy was a doctor. This is not just, a 19-year-old kid who was dropped out of college and came to Laguna to smoke weed and surf. This is a doctor.
Well, it came as quite a shock, of course, this afternoon when people here at Mission Hospital in Laguna Beach started getting word that their colleague and friend, an ER doctor, was the man who was killed yesterday on Pacific Coast Highway. Now, there is ring video of this awful, terrible incident. And what you see is the doctor in the bike lane on his bicycle waiting at a red light. And then the video shows a white Lexus speed up behind him and hit him, throwing the doctor into the air. For the past 12 years, Dr. Michael Mamoni saved lives as an emergency room physician at Providence Mission Hospital in Laguna Beach. On Wednesday, officials say he was murdered a mile from work when a Lexus driver mowed the doctor down on his bicycle and then jumped out and stabbed him.
No doubt it had to have been chaotic with an incident like that, with a traffic collision with a cyclist, and then obviously the assault with the knife from the suspect, and bystanders holding the suspect down.
According to a source, suspect Van Roy Evan Smith of Long Beach is accused of using a large knife and holding a BB gun as he approached the doctor who was on the pavement critically injured. Bystanders can be seen on this ring video rushing to the victim who was bleeding in the intersection of PCH and Crown Valley Parkway in Dana Point.
It could be a road rage incident. It could be a relationship that is unknown, that there might be a cross in the past. Up to who knows? We don't know. We don't have a clue. Everything's speculation right now.
As words,
it could be a connection to his profession. You know, a lot of times when people get sick or people don't, recover properly through an operation, or perhaps they went to the emergency room and they were turned down, or they went to the emergency room and they still don't feel well. A lot of them blame doctors for that, for them and their physical situation.
Yeah, if they don't treat it or misdiagnose. Yeah, I had an issue where I was mad at the ER doctors just from last week, taking my daughter to the ER.
Isn't that wild?
They didn't treat something that another doctor this week found, and they were even mad at the ER doctor.
Really?
So it's like it doesn't take much for people to, to excuse it, but it doesn't take much for people to kind of lose it like that.
So doctors, stay off your bikes in Claremont, man. This Crozier's going crazy. But yeah, a lot of people like my wife went to the emergency room and they didn't diagnose her. She had shingles and they missed it the first time. She went back a second time. They missed it. And the third time she went to the emergency room in a week because she was her body was on fire. A nurse from across the waiting room at the emergency room said, ma'am, come here for a second. You have shingles.
Wow.
She diagnosed it from across the room.
Wow.
Which is a fantastic nurse for doing that.
Yeah, my daughter went to two ER trips and two urgent care trips in 1 week.
Wow.
Before the last doctor goes, hey, and knew exactly what it was.
Is that right?
Yep.
Oh, good for you. That's fantastic.
Yeah, the finally getting it's a nice thing.
Yeah, finally getting it. But then you look back and you're like, but you know, your daughter's
been suffering for over a
right.
week now. Yeah.
Yeah, she's suffering because the guy missed it.
Yep.
And if the other doctor said he's pissed at the other doctor, that means he's really angry.
Yep.
Because they never, ever talked bad about each other.
Yes, indeed.
All right, we'll come back. Let me finish out this audio here.
As word spread this afternoon about the loss of a beloved doctor and friend, Dr. Michael Mamone's hospital put out this statement, quote, "We are stunned by this devastating hospital family is grieving over the loss of an incredible physician and friend. A cyclist riding past the hospital became emotional when he heard the news."
I don't know what to say. Yeah, I don't know. The things I've heard people saying that have resonated is just like, you know, people need to learn to be civil.
Now, the suspect is being held in the Orange County Men's Central Jail on no bail. Formal charges are expected tomorrow, and he's then expected to go before the judge. That's the latest here live in Laguna Beach. I'm Michelle Geely. Back to you.
You know, you can see on the video, the guy blows through a red light driving the Lexus, hits the doctor. The doctor flies, the bike flies, then he comes back to finish the doctor off. That can't just be road rage. I can't imagine a guy's that angry where he just had an incident of road rage on PCH. I think it has something to do. It's something bigger than that.
That video, man, and you see the guy get out. You don't see him get out of the car, but you see him casually walk up to the bicyclist before he leans over and then all the other people that are gathered around, you could see them physically react and hold the driver back.
Right. And the one guy that was driving the white van in that video, he like drives by and he looks at it and then he takes off like, oh, everything's cool here. Yeah. They got it under control. Right. The guy is just trying to stab the bicyclist. I got stuff to deliver.
It was good to see there were a number of people that immediately get out and walk over and try to help.
Yeah. Good. They deserve an attaboy for that.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
All right, let's talk about Swiss America. I saw an article on CNBC talking about how silver prices could reach a 9-year high in 2023. That's pretty big. So gold and silver, if you have it, you're lucky because that can never be worth nothing. If you have cryptocurrency, perhaps stocks, that could go in the toilet on you and then you're busted out. So Swiss America, they've been around for more than 40 years. They've served well over 60,000 customers. They're in it for the long run. And right now they're offering the listeners, the Walking Liberty Half Dollars at an amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. They sent me one. It's spectacular. It's beautiful. 90% pure silver for just $12.50. Call them right now. They have an A-plus with BBB. That's really cool. Can't get better than that. Call or text the number 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, or go to the website. It's SwissAmerica.com/Conway. SwissAmerica.com/Conway. And this Chinese spy balloon over the Western United States being tracked by two F-22 Raptors It's well above commercial airspace, so it's not a problem. But the United States Air Force wants to take a look at it. So they're setting up a couple of F-22 Raptors to either shoot it down or take some photos of it. And why the Chinese are... And I don't know even know if it is a Chinese spy balloon, but that's what the government is saying. So we'll believe them on this one. All right. There's a cool race this Sunday at the Coliseum. It's called the Clash of the Coliseum. And one of the drivers, Eric Jones, is with us. He drives the Allegiant Chevrolet Camaro, number 43 out there. Eric, you're on KFI. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
All right, man. Doing excellent. Hey, so last year when they did the Clash at the Coliseum, it was just sort of a demonstration sport. Is it going to count now for total points at the end of the year?
No points still for the Clash. It's still our exhibition race for kind of the start of the year here. But cool to be going back out. I think we all had a lot of fun last year.
Yeah, and it does make sense to do it in L.A. I think I read somewhere that the most NASCAR fans in one particular city is Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'd like to read that study.
Somebody at Fox Sports told me that. I'm not going to tell you who, but I'll tell you off the air who told me that. But that's got to be a challenging track, though. It's only a total of a quarter mile?
Yeah, it's a quarter mile, small track, smaller than anything we go to on the regular schedule by quite a bit. So, and it's obviously pretty flat there as well. So it's different, yeah. But last year I had a ton of fun and I thought it put on a pretty good race too. So it's pretty unique, but I think we all like doing something different when we get the chance,
I think it's great. I think, what's especially stunning, last year I went, it's how loud it is because, the sound of the cars reverberates, throughout the Coliseum, and you really get a feel that you're right on the track down there.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of intensified there, right, at the Coliseum. There's only one other place, Bristol, that we go to that's kind of a bowl like that. So, it's loud. You can, kind of feel it all the way through your body when you're sitting in the stands, but
Right.
I guess kind of the whole NASCAR experience, right?
Right. What is the biggest track? Is Daytona still the biggest track?
Oval, it would be Talladega. And Talladega's a little bigger than Daytona.
Oh, okay. But it must be, fun to, and you grew up in Michigan, right? Whereabouts in Michigan?
I did. I was outside of Flint about a half hour.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, my whole family's from Detroit and Dearborn and that whole area. And so when I meet somebody from Michigan, I can tell you a billion things about them. And one of them is that they have manners, too, which you rarely see outside of the Midwest. But it must be unbelievable, to finally get, your own car and a NASCAR and racing for the title and everything. That's got to be a cool deal. But it's also got to be a lot of work. I looked at the schedule, and man, you guys go back and forth across the country with all your equipment, the cars, the crew, all the guys, like 5, 6, 7 times.
Yeah, it's a long season. I think everybody kind of thinks in the grind of baseball or something like that. That's got a pretty long season as well. But we go 38 weeks a year here, starting this weekend in the Clash. We've got really 1 week off through that. So. It's a ton of work. I mean, it's a lot of work for the drivers, but it's a lot more work for the teams, really, the guys who are working in the shop every day, and then they're traveling like we are tomorrow going out to L.A., and then they're going to work on the car all weekend out there and travel back and go back to the shop and start building our Daytona 500 car. So it's a grind, and it's probably more of a mental grind sometimes for the drivers, but it's a fun year. It's what we like you said, it's what we all wanted to do, is get here and do this. So
hey, Eric, the difference, you were saying this being an exhibition as opposed to one that actually kind of counts, how much does your motivation and your crew's motivation and effort change with it being an exhibition?
Oh, I think it's just as high. Everybody wants to go out and start the year off on a good note and kind of go out, against, everybody's bringing their A game. You want to go out and beat your competitors off the bat and say, or show that you're here to play, right? And that you're one of the guys that are going to have to be contended with for the rest of the season. So this is our opportunity to go out and prove that week one.
Still bragging rights.
Yeah. But, Eric, since it doesn't count for points, can you have a couple of beers before the race?
I would advise against it.
I bet you've heard old school stories about the guys in the 60s and 70s that used to have a couple of shots before the race.
I've heard rumors float around of some guys that maybe got into that kind of activity.
That's wild. Yeah, I guess that's over with. The good old days, I guess. Hey, so when you know the big your Super Bowl in NASCAR obviously is still Daytona, which is odd that it begins with Daytona. But man, I've seen the crowds there before. It's going to be on February 19th, so we have the Clash this Sunday, then we have the Super Bowl next Sunday, and then the following Sunday is Daytona 500. That's 3 weeks, three Sundays of great activity and great sport. But to win the Daytona 500 has got to be spectacular.
Oh, I would say number one on every driver's list. You know, I've been in it here a handful of times, never got to win it, but I would hope I get a chance to do it this year. But, yeah, I mean, it's number one, man. When you grow up wanting to race, and especially in NASCAR, the 500 is the one that always goes right to the top of the list. But yeah, been sold out for weeks, camping and in the grandstands. So, you know, on the grounds on Sunday, the race, I'd imagine we'll have a couple hundred thousand people in the stadium.
Hey, by the way, did they change the rules this year because of what happened last year? And I can't remember who it was. I think it was Ross Chastain. Who used the wall at the end, jammed his car into the wall all the way around to the end and won the race. Is that rule changed?
They did. They pretty much outlawed that one now as a safety issue. So, yeah, we'll leave it at one and done, I guess. It was cool for the moment, but not going to see it again.
Right. It was interesting to watch. Did people know that he was going to do that, or did is that something like you all have talked about and he just was the first guy and last guy to do it?
I mean, I think we've all thought about it or wondered if it would work, right? But he was nobody knew he was going to do it. That was his own decision there on the last lap. So, yeah, I guess we know it works now and we can't do it.
Hey, look, it works, but the only guys bummed are the guys that have to put that car back together.
Yeah, 100%.
That's right. Well, buddy, I really appreciate you coming on. I wish you the best of luck. Stay safe out there, and we'll be rooting for number 43 on Sunday.
No, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks
for
having me.
Thanks, Eric. All right, there he goes, man. That's great. That's a cool guy. All those guys are great.
Yeah, you can. And like you said, man, when you're in that small little, Memorial Coliseum there, that sound has just got to reverberate throughout the city.
You know, when I went down there last year, and I could hear it getting off the freeway.
Really?
You can hear it. Yeah. I mean, literally from a mile and a half, 2 miles away, you can hear it. It's incredible.
Everybody in that Coliseum better have earplugs in.
Oh, yeah. It really is great. It's going to be Sunday. Get your tickets. Slide on down there. It's going to be an awesome, awesome race. All right, Morongo, game day stay. Get yourself a room, $20 in free play, and two tickets to the Big Game Blitz for the big game. I think you know what I'm talking about. Book online or call them at 888-MORONGO. Tony is going to be there. Live, February 11th. So get your tickets now for Tony. The Zen Gift giveaway. You get a flame humidifier or an oil diffuser when you're in 500 points on your rewards card on the 6th or the 7th. Big game sud special going on. Discount on all draft beers at all the bars on February 12th. Morongo did it again. Cielo and the Marketplace are voted best restaurants in the Inland Empire by the Inland Empire magazine readers. That's really cool. That's a huge honor. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times for everybody. This Chinese spy balloon spotted over the western United States. Let's find out what's going on. I guess the U.S. Air Force has scrambled a couple of F-22 Raptors to go up and take a look at it. It's well above commercial airspace, so it's not a threat to any commercial aircraft. So if you're taking off and you're flying somewhere up to, I don't know, Seattle or Portland, you won't be bothered by this balloon. Let's find out how they know it's a Chinese spy balloon and why it's in our airspace. This is a big, big deal.
It's been quite a bizarre situation and caused a lot of concern for people in Montana where this balloon was initially spotted today. It even forced a ground stop at Billings Logan Airport up in Billings, Montana, as they tried to figure all this out. Now, I want to show you a statement from the Department of Defense saying the United States government has detected and is tracking a high-altitude surveillance balloon over the continental United States. The U.S. government is monitoring it closely, they say. They say the balloon is traveling traveling at an altitude well above commercial aircraft and does not present any military or physical threat to people on the ground. Now, as we come back out to the desk, I can tell you they are monitoring it very closely. They know exactly what it's over, so they are working to protect any sensitive information that the balloon may be able to obtain from that altitude. Now, I can tell you there are conversations going on about what to do about the balloon, but so far no definitive decisions have been made other than to monitor the situation and monitor the balloon's progress. So,
all right, what do we know about this stupid balloon? I think they're going to try and shoot this thing down. The Pentagon has been tracking it, and it says it's over the United States, over Montana, and, quote, we are confident that this high-altitude surveillance balloon belongs to the People's Republic of China. A senior defense official said that he said instances of this activity have been observed over the past several years. So the balloon is currently traveling at altitude well above commercial air traffic and doesn't present a military or physical threat, which is cool. But the balloon's current flight path carries it over a number of very sensitive sites. I think Crozier was talking about that. So they got to do something about this. The official said it does not present any significant intelligence gathering risk. The balloon is assessed to have limited value. And so I don't know what to do. I don't know what they do. They just let it keep flying around, I guess. But the U.S. believes that Chinese spy satellites in the Earth orbit are capable of offering similar or better intelligence. And the U.S. Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, speaks out about the balloon. And he said during a press conference with Egypt's foreign minister in Cairo that they kicked off Middle East trip to Cairo, and they're focused on urging calm. So that's where we are. It does not create significant value added over and above the our airspace. The U.S. government has engaged with the Chinese government, both through the Chinese embassy in Washington and also U.S. diplomatic mission in China. So they have a strong recommendation of senior military leaders have said that Mark Milley said this. He said not to take action due to the risk and safety of security of people on the ground. So I don't know what they're going to do. They sent up a couple of F-22 Raptors to take a look at it. They briefed President Biden on this, and I guess they just let it fly around. So according to a senior defense official, they mentioned that the reports on Wednesday that there was a complete ground stop. We heard about that in Montana, and that they're mobilizing F-22 Raptors to go take a little closer look at what's flying around. But you can see it from the ground. You know, if you have a pair of binoculars or a telescope, you can actually see it from the ground. It's fairly big. It looks like just like that big orange balloon down in Orange County that Bellio has never gone over to see. Bellio lives a block away from the greatest park. They call it the Great Park in Orange County. And she lives one block away from that park, has been living there for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, and has never gone to that park. That's great. That really is cool. I mean, you really got to be into Screw It to not go see that park. But it looks like that balloon. It's not orange. It's white, and it's flying around. You can see it on all the TV stations. The cable stations are covering it now. The Chinese spy balloon. Wow. I've never heard of it, cruising over the United States. But it looks kind of odd. It does look like that orange balloon in Orange County, but it looks like it also has either solar panels on the bottom of it or cameras on the bottom of it as well. So I don't know what they do. They shoot it down. That could kill somebody. It could. I think they're stumped on what to do with this stupid thing. I guess just let it fly around. What the hell? All right, we got to take a break here. When we come back, we've got a lot more show coming up. We've got Dean Sharp coming on. He's always cool. He's going to come on in the 6:30 hour.
Hey now.
And in the first hour, we talked to Eric Jones, the NASCAR driver. The Clash at the Coliseum will be this Sunday. You can check that out. He drives number 43. And then before him, Alex Stone was talking about the Hollywood incident and how the LAPD averted quite possibly mass murder in Hollywood. So a full hour, quite the hour, the 4 o'clock hour. And we got two more. Ding dong with this show. All right, it's Conway Show. We're live on KFI AM 640.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.